Yes.
So what's this? Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, V'koiseves balas mosayim, labalas mono, that the lady that had a right to collect 200, told the one that has a right to collect 100, al lishno, I'll do you a favor, dinu dvorim ein li imach b'mono. With the first $100, I'm giving up my share to you. That's the case here. The one that has a right to collect 200 told to the lady that has a right to collect 100, with that first $100, I'm giving up my right. So it comes out in the first $100, who has a right to get it? Only two ladies. The first lady and the last lady of 300. Therefore, the first one and the third one divided up equally. Therefore, that's why both of them get 50. That's why the lady with 100 gets $50. Fred Gemara Yehochi is so aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? Shel Mosayim, that in the case where there were $200 left over from the husband, now it says that the lady that has a right for 200, Vishel Sholosh Meis, and the one that has a right for 300, they both get equally. Sholosh Sholosh Zov, they both get 3 Zov Dinrin, which is 25. They both get 3 times that. They both get 75. So that's what the Mishnah says. That when 200 was left over, the way they divide it up is the 100 lady gets 50, and the other two, the 200 and the 300 one, get 75 apiece. And this the kashrus, why? Why does the middle lady of the 200 get 75? The chura taimala, the third lady should say to her, ha salikta nafshecha mina, you took yourself away from the first $100. So it should have been like this. The first $100 is divided between the first lady and the third lady. The middle lady and second lady gets nothing. When it comes to the second 100, true, then the second lady and the third lady should divide equally. So it should come out as really that the 1 and 2 gets 50 apiece, and number 3 should get $100. So why does it come out they both get 75? So the answer is, Mishum di Amrit law. Because the middle lady, the one that has a right to get 200, tells the 301 like this, Midinu dvorim hu desalika nafshoi. You should know, I only took myself out of here only what's nageya to the first lady. That's all. Because even in the first $100, it's not the pshat I'm taking myself out of here completely. I'm only taking myself out of here in order to let the first lady get 50% in the first $100. That's all. But once she gets her $50 for the rest of the money, the next $150, I want an equal share just like you do. So since Lamaisa, we look as if there's $150 left over. So the lady that has a right to get $200 has the same right to it as the lady that gets $300. So therefore both of them come and divide equally the extra $150. So in other words, the lady that deserves $200 tells the 300 lady, that I let the first lady, I let the first wife take $50, it's not the shit I took myself out of here completely. I only took myself out of here to let her get a bigger share in the first $50. That's all. I gave up, in other words, instead of all of us getting 33, I let her take a little bit out of my money to give her up to 50%. But the rest of the money, I want to have an equal share in it. So whatever is there more than $50, I want to get an equal share. So Lamaise, after we take her away, her 50 away, there's $150 left over, both of them get it equally. That's why the Mishnah says that the 200 and 300 both get 75 apiece. And then the third case also the same way. What about Hoyisham Sholosh Meis? Let's say the husband left over $300. So what does it say? It says the one that has $100 again gets 50. And the one that gets 200, Bishal Masayimon, gets 100. And the one that gets 300 gets 150. Now, for the Mar Shal Masayimon, the one that gets 200, one deserves 200, gets $100. For at the Gemara, Shivim v'chamesh hu d'yisla. All she should get really is just 75. Because why? Again, she gave up her rights in the first $100 or $50. So she gave up the first 50. How much does she have a right to get now? Up until $200. So minus 50 is 150. So she only has a right to $150. And since there are two of them, the one that deserves 300 also has a right for those 150. They should divide it up equally. So each one should only get 75. So why does the one that gets $200 get 100? She should only get $75. Is Amar Shmuel? Shmuel says like this. This case is like this. Because Seves Valis Sholosh Meis. When the third lady, the one that has a right to get $200, wrote, the one that has a right to get $300, wrote Labalas Masayim to the middle wife, the one that has a right to get 200 like this, or Labalas Mona to the first one, that Dinu Dvor mainly Yimochim B'mona. I don't want to have anything to do with the first $100. That's what the third one wrote. So it comes out to the first $100, it goes 50-50. It goes 50-50 to 1 and 2. Now the second $100, that they divide equally. 2 and 3 divide equally the second $100. So therefore 2 walks out with 50 from the first 100 and 50 from the second 100. That's why number 2 gets $100. And number 3 gets 50 from the second $100, and the whole third $100, that's only Mishur Batur, she gets the whole third $100. That's how we get Pshan the Mishnah, it's 50, 100, and 150. So kids, you have to make a kimtiz that one gave in to the other one to take away her rights in a certain amount of money. So it's a little doichik. The Mishnah doesn't say this. Therefore, Rav Yaakov in our pocket, Mishmed Ravino, may look a little different shot. No. Reisha v'shtei tfisais, I'll tell you another teretz here. We're talking about that they collected the money at two different times. B'shtei tfisis means two different collections. Rashi says, Ravinu Amar, Loi tukma v'kaiseves, not where one gave in to the other, Ela b'shtei tfisis, She'tosu metatlin l'ksubos, l'ksubosan, they collected metatlin, V'laninsu len mosayim l'pamachas, Ela b'shtei pomim. Those the ladies went to look over what the husband left over, and first they grabbed a certain amount of money. That's all they found. And then later they found out there's more money left over. They came back and get a second time. That's the case. So what does it mean here? Like this. What does it mean the ratio? They took money two times. First they only found $75. That's all they found first. And the second time they went to look, they found $125. So Rashi says like this, the first they found $75. So all three have an equal share in it. All three of them have a right to get at least $100. So for the first $75 they found, they divide equally. Each one gets $25. Now they found another $125. The one that deserves 100 already got 25. Uboyis lariv al ayin hay. She only has a right now to argue about $75 that she still deserves. Hilkach, ayin hay mishubodim lukulanu. Out of this 125 they found right now, $75 of it again is mishubit to all three of them. Therefore, b'cholkin oisim. Therefore, the first $75 out of this 125 we divide between the three of them. So it comes out, so far, all three got $50. Harei biyad kol achas chamishin. Period. So that's how the first one ends up with 50. Now, the amoisa, this extra $50, ain't balas mona chelik boy. The first lady has no right to it. It's more than $100. That's hainu dukoma, that's why it says, shel moshayim, shel sholish meyas, sholish, shlosha shalzov. Those two equal up with 75 apiece. Because they already divided up 50 equally. And now there's another 50 to divide up between number 2 and number 3. So they again get another 25. That's how 2 and 3 end up with 75. That's another easy way to say how number 1 gets 50, and number 2 and number 3 get 75 apiece. And the same thing with the Sefer. Sefer is also b'shtei tfisas. Denoflu shivim v'chamisha b'chazimna. First it was 75. Umasayim v'yesam v'chamisha b'chazimna. And then 225. So therefore it's very good. The first time they divide up 25 apiece. Now, the first lady in the next 225 only has the right to get 75. So the first 75 they divide equally, and then the 200 they divide equally, and then goes to the 300. That's how also we get 150, 100, and 150. Mar says, Tanya, Zu Mishtas Rebbe Nosson. This is what Rebbe Nosson learned. Rebbe Yem, Rebbe learned, Ein on the Royin Devorosh Rebbe Nosson Bielu, Elachokas Beshova. We don't like the way Rebbe Nosson said over here, but rather the eight threes, they have to divide it up equally. Nothing doing. So that's the Rashi. Rashi says, Sefer Mishtei Tfisas, Umasayim V'yesun V'chamisha V'chazimna. Ayin Ayin Minayu Yad Kulum Shavu. The first 75 is equal to 25 apiece. Obalas Masayim Shlagosav Tfisu Rishayin El Eskun V'chamish, Bo Lariv Al Shni Yal Kufayin Hei. Again, the first 75, they divide equally. All three of them got 50 apiece. That's how we get it equal. Now, in this, ain't on the Ryan Dibri of Jonas and Belu, we don't like, it's not daima to three people put the business together. To awesome, shvach moye sheshbichum asayim, shakli. There they're getting the profits what their money made. Hilko kolecha yitlofi moysev. Each one gets upon how much money he put in. Avalocha taime mishum shibudihu. Vechol nechosav achroin leksubasan. Hilka achshola shamonim mishibodim lebalas mona. Kishach avrosea chetigba kol ksubasa. Zika chokas mishava. He says here is different. Lamaisa, each lady here has 100% shibud on that money. Even though there's $300 left over, but the pshat is the lady that deserves 100 has a right to say, until I get my 100, all the money is meshubah to me. Nothing done. You can't say 100 is like mine and the other 200 is between you. Until I collect my 100, all three is meshubah to me. Therefore, in a case where the husband left over $300, still each lady gets $100. And they don't divide up equally according to the portion how much money you own. It's bishlam when you put the money into business, 100, 200, 300, the profit comes according to how much money was put in. Therefore, each one has a right to get the profit according to what percentage he put in. But over here, each lady has a right to say, listen, the smallest one can say, the husband gave me a ksub of 100. I have a right to collect 100. And until I get 100, all my husband's property is meshubah to me. So therefore, even though we left over $300, she has a right to say, all 300 is meshubah to me, just like to you, just like to the other one. Therefore, all three divide up equally, each three of them, each one only gets $100. All right, let's stop.